right, some tough stories coming out of the North Bay. So really, you know, thoughts and prayers for the people that are affected up there. Lives that were lost. Pretty devastating fire and a series of events taking place up there. So hopefully that we get those flames out and things can settle back down. People can start rebuilding. But anyway, thoughts are there. Thoughts and prayers for the people that are affected up there. Look forward to Charger Week. Division opponent. They're playing good football. They've been close games throughout. And they're doing a great job sacking the quarterback. Phillip Rivers is always, remains one of the top quarterbacks in the league and does a great job with their offense. So, big challenge coming in. Questions?
Is there any concern about practicing in this air quality?
We think we're okay to work today in this, we're monitoring, the different levels of smoke that's here, and we're gonna make sure we do the right things with our guys.
How do you monitor it?
I don't. Oh, I can't really answer scientifically how it's being done, but we've got people that are checking all the data.
Coach, in hockey, they talk about the teams are in a big game. They say more desperate team. Is there an analogy to be made here with two teams that really need a victory this week?
Perhaps. I know for us it's a division game, which makes it big already. Obviously, we need a win. So, for me, it's about us preparing, coming out there and playing good football. That's all we want to be about is play good football. Whatever it takes to get you motivated. So for us, we recognize the need. So, we need it pretty bad. If there's a desperation meter, we want it pretty bad.
Will you be watching Derek real closely today, or as far as you're concerned, he's good to go?
Always watch our quarterbacks very, very carefully. We think he's ready to go. We'll see how practice goes and monitor it as we go through the week. But, I think things are encouraging.
You mentioned Phillip Rivers, but is there anything that still surprises you about how impressive he continues to be year after year?
Not really. I've seen him long enough. I've got a lot of respect for him. I think he does a heck of a job. He even when he's had receivers hurt in the past, he's just always remained very dangerous. Really, really a capable guy. Now, obviously, he's got his receivers all healthy and they're doing a great job once again. And he leads the way he can read defenses, get them in a good play, and throw the ball.
Bosa compared to some of the other top matchups you guys faced.
How what now?
This Bosa compared to some of the other pass rushers.
Well, Ingram and Bosa, both big challenges. I mean, different styles. Sometimes they pair them together and they work together in combinations, but they're both very good at what they do. To me, they're two guys you need to know about.
What are the challenges when they do put them together? What are those challenges? How do you combat that?
Well, obviously you're taking two really good players and putting them on one side. You like to be able to give each of them some attention. It makes it harder to do when they put them on one side.
Does it give you any extra pause given Derek's injury going up against two elite pass rushers like that? Does that make you think just a second longer about if he can go or not?
No, I think we have to make good decisions, sound decisions for the quarterback, for all of our players, yeah. for Derek in this particular case. Nothing changes if the doctors give him the green light and he's prepared to play well and protect himself, then he's going to go.
Did you see some things that were encouraging from the running game in the last game? Because over 4 yards of carry, it seemed like you were able to get some
sure.
things done.
Sure. Yeah, no, there were definitely good things that occurred that we want to build on and go forward with. I think, for us, we started to move the ball on third downs, better conversions. You convert on third, you're going to get more opportunities to run it. I thought for the most part we did a better job of running it. And even despite getting down in the last game, I thought we stayed with it. Didn't abandon the run, which was good to see.
You guys all set?
All right. Thank you.
Thank you.